Do be careful as you're heading out on the roadways, because we've got lots of ponding, pooling, things like that. There is a flood alert out for many communities. Pay attention to our CAM's traffic reports, because there are some places that you will want to avoid as you go about your day. It is Tuesday. That means time for Mobility Makers, brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. Imagine being able to have a dream cruise without leaving the privacy of your home, smelling one exhaust fume, dealing with crowds, or burning a drop of gasoline, Lloyd.
That's a perfect storm right there. That's perfect.
Now, it will be Ford exclusive. But you know what? That's okay.
That's okay.
There are some real classics there, and things that you will never see on the Woodward Strip, because they're one-offs, cars that only existed for auto shows and are now in Ford's automotive attic, but also online. Mobility Makers for this Tuesday, we bring in Ted Ryan, Archives and Heritage Brand Manager for Ford Motor Company. Ted, you've got the second best job in the world.
I'm not quite sure about that. I think I've got the best.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got to at least say that I like this one better. But I got to tell you, at least we get to visit what you've put together here. What's happening today that kind of steps up our Ford Heritage Vault experience to an even higher level?
Well, today we are adding over 1,700 images and brochures of Ford's classic library of concept vehicles. So the FordHeritageVault.com has been our online library for all things Ford, all images of all of our vehicles and locations for the past year. And today we're unveiling the 1,700 concept cars, some of the classic ones that you would remember, like the Lincoln Futuro, which was later converted into the Batmobile, and the Gyron, and the Mustang One, and the Nucleon. Because who wouldn't want to drive a car powered by nuclear power? But these amazing vehicles, these flights of design and an automotive fantasy, are all now available for searching and downloading.
If you think charging stations are a challenge, just try driving a nuclear vehicle.
It looks so Jetson-esque, too. It looks exactly like you would expect a call car Nucleon to look.
That Gyron, though, it looks like a spaceship. I was looking at it. It looks straight up like a spaceship. And you know, Ted, you guys have just started this vault a year ago, and already it's catching on. I mean, people from all over the world are checking out these vehicles.
It is amazing. We didn't expect it either. Frankly, I thought it'd be popular, but I didn't know it'd be this popular. A 250,000 people from 175 countries around the world have conducted 13 million searches and downloaded these assets 4 million times. So in the old phrase, we built it and they came. So Ford fans from around the world are flocking to the vault. I think it's because there's no barrier of entry. It's free download. You can do whatever you want with it, as long as you don't put it on a coffee cup or a T-shirt and try to sell it. But you know, print out these high-resolution download images and put them in your garage or use them in term papers. We built it, and the popularity is astounding.
You know what's fun for me? My grandson is big time into cars. Boy, that's a shock, isn't it? But it, you know, I haven't been able always. You know, I tell him about the great concept cars I covered and the debuts I covered over the many years at the North American International Auto Show. But I often can't find pictures of them. Now I've got one stop shopping to find the MC4, the Model U concept, which, you know, with its really futuristic interior. There's been so many great things, and things I'd forgotten about.
It's all there in one place. One of my favorites is the X100, which is done in 1953 by the Lincoln Group in honor of the Ford Group, because it's Ford's 50th anniversary, and there's 100 innovations on that car. Well, when you look at it now, more than half of those innovations came to be. Rain-sensing windshield wipers, all cars have that now. Built-in telephones, they all have that now. It was flights of an automotive fantasy, but in a lot of cases, some of these did actually happen over time.
Well, the MC4, I remember, and I'm fixated on that car because I think it was one of the first auto shows that I covered, and it was just such a great concept. But it had heated cup holders, which I thought, how brilliant is that?
Wow.
You know, and the, as you point out, these things do have come to pass.
The U260 is another one I love. It was from 2001, and it was an early vision of what a Bronco could look like. And if you look at that one in the vault today, you're going to be astounded at how close today's current Bronco is to what one of the designers imagined it could have been 22 years ago.
I did not realize, because it was before my time, but there was a Mustang concept before the 64 and a half came out.
There were three concepts. This is the beauty of concepts that led almost directly to the Mustang. The Mustang 1, which looks like the speed racer car, is actually on display at the Henry Ford Museum if you want to go see it in person. And then the Mustang 2 was a variation of what became the Mustang. But they did the Mustang 2 specifically to take the college campuses to see if the youth market would appreciate the lines and shape of what they thought the Mustang would be. So those are concepts that, and the Allegra was the other one that led to it. So those three are what brought us our favorite pony car in 1964.
Ted, while the concepts are free for us to download, I would suspect they'll also be free for the competitors to look at as well. And do you think that they will look at some of those concepts and kind of recycle or kind of, you know, get some ideas on some futuristic cars for their companies?
I think they will. Actually, the archivist at GM is a friend of mine. We often trade stories and tales of what our companies have done in the past. And the beauty of an automotive idea is that once it's out there, it's out there for everybody to see. But you're right about the competition at the auto shows and the old days, where what are the big three going to present and how are they going to present it? And Ford was very fortunate to have the Rotunda as well for many years, where we displayed these vehicles. So it was quite competitive to see who could come up with the greatest concepts. And you do have to give some credit to the competitors. They came up with some pretty cool ones over the years too, but I love our 325 plus Ford concepts that you can now download photos and information of on the vault today.
Well, the one that I'm curious, I assume that you can monitor page views and see which cars seem to get the most be the most popular and have the most curiosity. What are your top page views?
Mustang. It's always Mustang and Thunderbird. And then although I didn't mention earlier, but we actually have almost 5,000 brochures in the site now.
Yeah.
And we've actually gotten fan mail from people who have downloaded the brochure for their 1958 Falcon, and I was finally able to get the accurate paint color of what my car was. So the brochures are one of the most popular portions of the vault, but it's almost always Mustang photos. People love the Mustang and they want to download it.
Can I just say that all of us still remember the 1960 Leva car, the levitation car, and we're still waiting for that, Ted. Do you know when that sucker's going to come out?
Probably the same day the Nucleon does.
Yeah, that's...
I don't think we're going to move on a cushion of air, but you know, part of the whole beauty of the concepts is to get the craziest ideas in the world and get them out there and see what people can make of them.
Well, I was almost on a cushion of water on the way down the lodge this morning, so I guess, you know, there are things that you can simulate it. But really, really fun stuff. Thanks for taking us down this trip on memory lane, which, you know, it's a great thing to do with your kids and grandkids and say, hey, I saw that car. And you know, so often these concepts are one-offs that we would never see again. So thanks for doing it.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, this is like asking me to see pictures of my kids. You know, my team and I have worked on this for 2 years to get it ready to launch today. So we're so excited to, and hope everybody will go check out FordHeritageVault.com and take a look at their favorite vehicles.
Yeah, it really is good fun. Ted, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
All right, take care. By the way, new car inventory is up. Sales forecasts are up. It's looking like the second half of 2023 is going to be a really big year for the automotive industry. Cox Automotive says that we've got inventory at about 2 million vehicles right now. That's a 56-day supply. That's kind of a right size. Not too many, not too few. And it's up 39%. Remember when people would go into the dealership and couldn't find anything?
Yeah.
We're past that, the semiconductor thing. We seem to be past that. And so we've got and it just seems like demand is picking up. We have seen some price cuts on the EV side. That's getting up more interest for them as they come within reach to more and more American car buyers.
And you have the Dream Cruise coming up this weekend, and all those cruisers with those classic cars, they're going to be happy they can maybe get a brochure of their car and take a look at all the things.
That's true, especially because, you know, those things, you got to shop around in a lot of weird places to pick up some of those out-of-date things.
Yes.
The idea that you can just download it and print it up, pretty cool. 645 and 760 WJR. When we come back, going to get the latest from Georgia, also the latest from Maui. You're on News Talk 760.